Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, Jordan Schultz.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Do have a Mariners-related question.
It's a lot
tonight.
Of snare in my headphones, I think.
Turn that down a little bit more.
As Marshall would say.
Is that better? All right. All right. Our headphones sound different sometimes. All right, guys. Mariners-related question in tonight's Fair or Foul, but we start off with good old Mookie Betts. He is absolutely killing it for the Dodgers so far this year, hitting .380, one of the best hitters, some people saying the best hitter in the majors right now. So, guys, fair or foul, he is leading all batters with a 1.222 OPS that is on-base percentage plus slugging. Fair or foul, he is leading all batters in the majors with a 1.222 OPS.
1.122 or
1.222.
I've been really high on this. If you take Shohei's pitching out of the equation, I think right now, in this moment, nobody in baseball is better than Mookie Betts. I think he's the best player in Major League Baseball. I think he is a phenomenal defender. He is an on-base machine. He can hit home runs when he needs to.
Hell, he can play shortstop on any given notice.
The kid is just phenomenal. And I remember when the World Baseball Classic was coming around, I wanted the t-shirt jersey of a player, and the guy I wanted was Mookie Betts. This is why. However, I will say foul, because I do not believe, because I think it might be Juan Soto.
Oh boy. Changing your tune a bit?
A little bit. Soto's look good. And it might not be Soto, but I don't know if Mookie in his OPS plus is leading everybody. I hope I'm wrong, though.
There have been a couple players that are off the hot starts this year. Mookie has been on fire. For some reason, I'm just going to go on a limb here and say that this is foul as well. I'm going to go Tyler O'Neill.
Ooh, nice pick. Nice pick.
He's got like six dongs already.
He broke a window today at Fenway.
And that was the only thing they did against the Orioles.
Are you looking at my sheet over here, bro?
I'm not. Let's go.
You're peeking over. You actually got it literally as correct as you could. It is foul, and it is actually Tyler O'Neill.
Let's go.
With a 1.394.
Call, Joe.
Hey, I feel like Mike Lynch on that one.
Yeah, you should.
He pulled that a lot. Honestly, you guys did that probably equal amount of times. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Mike, he was sneaky good at these fair or fouls where he just He knew.
Mookie is in second, and Spencer Steer in third, Mike Trout in fourth. Juan Soto all the way down at about 24th with a 9.78. I just don't think he's gotten on base quite
enough. Maybe I just got really hot and bothered by his first week there.
Got all horned up York, on Juan.
It was sexy.
I mean, is it Nico Horner? That guy looks good.
Nico Horny.
Nico Miso Horner.
Seiya Suzuki? Glad we nailed this Cubs thing already.
Yep.
The fact that former NBA star Jeff Hornacek's nickname is Horny, just let that sink
There's
in.
There's nothing horny about that.
Not at all. Go look at the dude. Doesn't make me horny.
Me?
No, I'm not kidding you. All right, fair or foul number two. Let's go with another try to stump you guys question. The San Francisco Giants have been so lax at stealing bases this year, but I'm going to give you guys this question, fair or foul. They have yet to steal a base so far this season. Fair
the
or foul.
San Francisco Giants have yet to steal a base, fair or foul.
Fair or foul.
That's so wild to think because they got Bob Melvin. I mean, like, the guy's smart.
I'm going to go foul because that just seems like what we're 11, 12 games in, and not one dude has stolen a base
on
that
team. Could have been thrown out.
That's true.
Where's my boy Jung Ho Lee?
Yeah, I'm going to say foul. I'm just trying to think of who's on that team that would even attempt to, that's like a speedster on the squad.
I'm going to say fair simply despite Joe and have some love for Bob Melvin for not being incompetent.
You're right. Fair. It is fair. The San Francisco Giants actually have stolen zero bases so far this year. Other teams that have not stolen many, right above them, the Cubs and the Twins with two, and among teams with three are my freaking Seattle Mariners.
Well, it's not zero.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not zero, but it might as freaking well be because they're not getting on base enough to steal bases anyway.
When do we start asking the question, is Bob Melvin not a good manager anymore?
Are we really? No.
We're not there yet?
No.
Okay. All right. All right.
We are definitely still in overreaction mode.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Just checking.
I'd rather have him in Seattle than Scott Service right now.
Just want a litmus test.
That's just my take on it. And speaking of these Seattle Mariners, guys, their pitching staff has been absolutely atrocious so far this year. They're hitting. Yeah, we kind of know that they're up and down, but their pitching has always been a gem. George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo, their top three arms, some of which people were saying are three of the best arms in the major leagues, have anywhere from a 4 to 6+ ERA. So it ain't good. The Mariners have been leaning on that pitching for at least a season and a half or two, guys. Fair or foul, the Seattle Mariners will not be able to get a better ERA than they did in 2023. So their ERA was 3.74 in 2023. Fair or foul, they will not be able to top that.
I would envision that's one of the best in the league last year.
Top three.
Yeah. So they have to finish in the top. Well, not
no,
finish
just
in the
if
top three, but just
do you think they'll have a
3.73
or better?
I think they can. I just think there's just too much talent. Like, yeah, they might be having some rough starts in the beginning of the year, but it's April. You know, the Nationals were like 17-35 and won a World Series. I have to believe Luis Castillo concerns me, but Kirby and Gilbert, I'm not worried about yet. I mean, it sucks for my fantasy teams, but I'm not worried yet. Castillo worries me a little bit, but I think the season is young, and I think it's just the law of averages, and I think this starting rotation, because see, right now, Bryce Miller is holding it down for them, and he is eventually not going to hold it down, but Kirby will hold it down. So a law of averages, I think they will make it, so I'll say foul, right? You asked if they won't.
That is correct. You did answer correctly.
I think they got a shot.
I say fair. They will not achieve this line of demarcation, 3.73 ERA. I think
are the Orioles interested in Luis Castillo?
No.
Oh, they'd take him in a heartbeat. Don't be crazy.
No, we're fine. Just as long as he starts pitching better.
Then, no, Wells
then
or Castillo?
Then we'll start to consider it.
Wells or Castillo? Who would you take?
Oh, Castillo.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not. I make radio bits here. I'm joking.
Sorry.
I'm just joshing. I don't know. I just feel like this season could have the potential of where the rubber meets the road, and that it's just like, okay, we're done here. Like, what are we doing on the offensive side? The arms that we've invested in have completely S'd the bed this year. It's time for some repercussions, and with that is that the pitching doesn't really recover from how it started so far. Again, so much season left.
Right.
But again, it just feels like they've been skating by these last couple of years with good enough performances on the field, whether it be batting, whether it be pitching, that this might just be the year where it just doesn't click together at all with this team. Maybe they get a hot August like last year, but you got to be wondering what the mood is like in that clubhouse, and I just don't know if they're going to, especially on the reliever side, bullpen side of things, I don't know if they're going to be as good as last year and also just make up for what this starting pitching staff is lacking to start.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.